All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetl, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khwai'inj Shakhlach from the Ntlakepmuk territories up in the Nikla Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a great show coming up for you guys. We have a subject, and it's on role model, chosen by my Auntie Celia up in Gwaishkina. And we have some of our co-hosts going to be with us today. We have in the house with us, we have our Lady Fahima.
Hello, everyone. I'm just so delighted to be here. Yeah. Thank you, Chief.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yeah. So we also have, hopefully coming up with us, we're going to have our high diving champion of the world, Wegedesk, and also my brother, Shkwait Shakhlech, and also Derek.
He will be scheduled for next week.
Oh, okay. Yes, all right. But we do have Charlotte from Call Me Negotiator.
Yes, she's joining us. She's right now accommodating with different area, and she's joining us shortly.
Beautiful. That's awesome. So,
excuse me, Chief.
Yes, yeah,
about Derek. Derek is the student of Simon Fraser University. Perhaps you can explain about his expertise a little bit about him.
Yeah.
So our listeners.
Yeah. He's a artificial intelligence programmer.
Yes.
And just an amazing person. He's getting us in tune with what's going on out there and
exactly
in the AI world and
amazing
getting us ready and showing us the benefits of it and also the downfalls of it too. So
absolutely,
yeah, so it's going to be great. And yeah, and Call Me Negotiator, Charlotte, she's Chinese and brings us live people from China, all their brothers and sisters
she does.
Yeah. So we're going to have some great music coming up for you guys. We're going to have some Karma to Burn, AC/DC, Foreigner, Ben Woods, and another one coming up. We'll be selecting that. And so we welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Spain, from Switzerland, from Sweden, from Norway, from Egypt, from Africa, from India, from Russia, from Ukraine, from Japan, from China, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, and Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice.
Excellent.
Yeah, so stay tuned. We're going to start off our show with some music from Karma to Burn, and this is their song called Three. So hang on to your seats. Here goes. It's an energetic song.
Thank you.
that was Karma to Burn and their song called Three. And we're back. And we have with us, we have our brother Wegedesk. How are you doing, Wegedesk?
I'm doing awesome, guys. I'm so honored to be on the radio with Eagle Nation, spreading these positive vibes all throughout the universe. And thanks to everybody tuning in and everybody in the station making it possible.
Awesome, man. We'd like to ask you to please and thank you lead us through some deep breaths and get this show started right.
Absolutely. Let's do it, guys. Let's get ready for these deep breaths by remembering something special that makes you feel good as we breathe in. And then as we exhale, we let it all go. All right, guys, lots of love. On the way in through the nose. 3, 2, 1. And a nice exhale. Yeah, let it all go. One more. Let that tension go in your jaws, in your fingers, in your shoulders. And one more. Breathing in the love. Exhaling the deep. Yeah, so good.
Beautiful.
Ooh, it's awesome. So great to get the oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, and get us all fired up for our subject. And today our subject is on role model, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely, bro. You know, I'm going to combine role model, the subject, and the passing of Counselor Fari's anniversary between last show and this one, because she was an amazing role model. Mm. She led by example in everything that she did. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, we could say she's not with us anymore because she's passed on to her next life, but she is still with us in our hearts. Mm-hmm. When we choose to think about them and be with our past loved ones. And so maybe being the best role model we can be is being somebody who, you know, when we pass, people think fondly of us. They're happy to remember us. Mm-hmm. You know, we're still living on through the good memories and the space in people's hearts. You know, so at Eagle Nation, man, I really appreciate you, Chief, and all the circle that you've brought into my life, because you helped Counselor Fari. You are my Counselor Fari. You know, but you're a little cooler with all your gadgets and your, you know, cool aviation stuff, right? So it's just such a pleasure to be on with you, man. You are a great role model to me. So not only is this a tribute to Counselor Fari, but it's a tribute to you as well, bro, for showing up and being an amazing role model. I love you, homie, and that's what I got to say about that. How about you? What are you saying about
beautiful.
It?
Well, that's so beautiful, and I thank the acknowledgement. And yes, I certainly agree with you on that topic of Counselor Fari. You know, she was a great role model for myself to bring me out of a lot of negativity and get me on a road of success and ability to achieve high goals. And I guess right now my highest goal is, you know, to get into be a helicopter pilot, commercial helicopter pilot too. So yeah, she's been so instrumental in helping a lot of indigenous tribes all over North America and all over the world, really. She was so positive and great for uplifting many people that were right down in the worst conditions of their lives. And I got to see and witness a lot of it, and not all of it, but at least half of it anyway. And yeah, she was a remarkable person and one of my biggest role models. And she was so strong in making this program for us and getting us on a road of positivity and human growth and empowerment for human rights and justice. So, yeah, that's a really big thing. Thank you so much for joining us and adding to our show. And I'm just so grateful that you were able to get on with us.
Absolutely, Chief. My pleasure, man. I'm always honored to be on with you guys. Thank you for being such an awesome role model. And Faima, too, your contributions to the show, the way you guide our listeners is very eloquent. And no surprise, you are the same blood as Counselor Fari.
Thank
you. You guys are a very, very special family, and it's an honor to be here with all of you and all the listeners around the world. We're all superstars in our own way.
Yes.
But that's all for now, and I look forward to talking with you guys next week.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yes, bye for now.
Thank you so much.
Lots of love, brother.
Yes.
Yeah, so thank you all for being with us. That was great to have our brother Wegedesk, high diving champion of the world, always an honor and privilege to get him on and get his input on our subjects. And we welcome our Call Me Negotiator, Charlotte.
Hello.
And all our fans out there and people listening out in China live, thank you for joining us. Very beautiful and wonderful. And so we're going to continue on with our program here. And we're going to be speaking with Charlotte next. And we're going to play a song. And this is one of my top three songs of all time. And this one comes from AC/DC. And their song is called 74 Jailbreak. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right back. Thank you all for joining. Enjoy, everybody.
There was a friend of mine on murder, and the judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty, gave him 16 years in hell. Freedom! He was chasing. Spotlights! Sirens! Right!
All right, we're back. Thank you all for joining us. And that was AC/DC, Jailbreak, and that was one of my favorite songs. It always reminds me of my Uncle Percy. He was seemed like he was always serving time somewhere. And I always wanted to break him out and go fishing and hunting with him. And that's why he's one of my favorite songs. And we chose that also for Charlotte, our Call Me Negotiator programmer and host. And thank you so much for joining. I'm glad you made it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I realized that I was kind of like frustrated last week because we weren't able to make everything live towards to China at the same time while we're having this as usual.
Yes.
So I really enjoyed today, actually. Oh, it makes me feel like very excited to be back.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah. Once again, we thank our Chinese brothers and sisters for joining us. It's always a blessing and an honor to perform in front of them. So, and we do have our subject today, and it's on role model, chosen by my auntie from Guayshkana, Celia. So we'd love to hear what you have to say about role model.
Oh, okay. I feel like this is a very easy subject to talk about because I've been having a lot of role models. I feel like my role models are... they're not like like all the same, right? Like they're very different. So I realize it's not like I have to be exactly like this person where I admire to, or I just want to achieve the same kind of thing in the same field. Instead, I realize that I just pick one characters or two very admirable qualities of them, and that just kind of lead me to move forward and deal with those hardships when I hurt the hurdles or hit the hurdles on the way to achieve my goals. So I feel like the role models normally, to me, I don't think about specific one at all time, but I can feel like, oh, those people that give me this kind of feeling is that they can do this, and so do I. Like, not exactly the same, but I feel like it's kind of like those kind of motivational video where they put a lot of like successful people pictures on there, and they're like, why not you, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel the same. I was like, they are normal human beings. Of course, they came with different kind of backgrounds or resources, but you can also find so many people, they came from like out of nothing, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm not a huge fan of when we're in this status where we talk about, oh, they achieve this because they have that, and I don't have, so that's why I can't. So I'm not really a big fan of this. But those role models, especially who come from nothing or who come with a lot of disadvantages, and they did so many things, that's just amazing, right? So that makes me feel like, oh, that's so inspiring, and I can do that too. And they point a finger to people in front of the TV, which is me, and I'll be like, you can do it too. And I'm like, maybe I can. So, yeah.
Man, that's very encouraging to know that. Like, yeah, there are some people out there, you know, they got so much to achieve all their goals.
Yeah.
And then there's some people, like you said, that just come up from nothing.
Right.
And just have to build everything from scratch. And those kind of role models are really, really great because it like builds up our confidence because, you know, some of us don't have anything, and some of us are trying and trying to get to somewhere and have some accomplishments and achievements. And it's just great when we can find and see those people, and it's so great to have some of the media out there now that expose some of these people, and it's just great to do that and find them. So thank you so much.
Actually, I wanted to add one simple thing.
Yeah.
Where I feel like you are one of the role models for me and a lot of people, because we had two conversations on my show before, and you mentioned about some of your childhood experience as indigenous kid and not being treated very fairly. Mm-hmm. But now you have a lot of experiences and you're driving helicopter helping people and create new careers. So I think that's just like everyone can be a role model.
Yeah. It just goes to show, like, you know, you can be right down buried alive and drowning and just in misery, but you can fight your way out and you can like just grow yourself and fight through almost anything. Just like my brother Shkwaich, you know, he fought through a lot too just to get to where he was, and so and he's one of my big role models too, so because he came through so much. And thank you for the acknowledgement and show, and just really appreciate that.
Thank you.
We're going to carry on with our program here, and coming up next, we'll be speaking with my brother Shkwait Shaklach from Gwaishkana, BC, and we're going to play a song from him that he chose for us, and this one's from Foreigner. It's a pretty old school song. And the name of the song is called Jukebox Hero. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show.
Next day, on a beat up sick.
Woo, man, we're back. That was Foreigner, Jukebox Hero, and Old and Great One, and